Fern in the flowers of kindness meadow. We are kind. At the edge of explorer forest lay beautiful kindness meadow. By day, it was filled with butterflies, bees, and colorful flowers. But every evening, something truly magical happened. Hundreds of golden moonflowers opened beneath the stars. Fern, the gentle green Parasaurolophus, cared for every bloom. Tonight, she was preparing the meadow for a moonlight picnic. But as the sun disappeared, every flower remained tightly closed. "That is very strange," whispered Fern, touching a drooping leaf. Just then, she heard grumpy voices coming along the meadow path. Tiny was pulling a blanket that had become caught on a branch. Bobo was carrying a basket filled with apples and biscuits.
"You are standing in my way,"
Tiny grumbled crossly.
"Well, you stepped on my tail," Bobo grumbled back.
At once, the moonflowers drooped even lower towards the ground. Fern did not shout at Tiny or Bobo. Instead, she took a slow breath and spoke gently.
"Do you think we could try those words again?" she asked.
Tiny looked at Bobo and shuffled his clumsy feet.
"I'm sorry I stepped on your tail," he said.
"And I'm sorry I spoke crossly," replied Bobo.
With a tiny golden shimmer, the first moonflower opened. The friends continued towards the picnic spot and met Professor Pebbles. The little Ankylosaurus was carefully carrying a bundle of lanterns. Suddenly, the handle snapped from Bobo's heavy basket. Apples and biscuits rolled in every direction. Tiny caught an apple before it tumbled into Raptor River. Professor Pebbles gathered the biscuits beneath his little tail. Fern tied the basket with meadow grass, and three moonflowers blossomed. At the picnic spot, Professor Pebbles unpacked the lanterns. He stretched onto his toes, but he could not hang them. One lantern slipped and rolled beneath a prickly bush. Tiny began to giggle, but then he noticed Pebbles looked embarrassed. "Would you like some help?" Tiny asked kindly. Bobo lifted Pebbles so he could reach the tallest branch. Above them, another row of golden flowers slowly opened. Before long, a great gust rushed across the meadow. The picnic blanket flapped and the napkins flew into the air.
"Oh, stomping stegosaurs!" cried Professor Pebbles.
"I'll catch the napkins," called Tiny, racing after them.
"I'll hold the basket," said Bobo, planting his feet firmly.
Fern rescued a frightened beetle from beneath the tumbling blanket. All around them, more moonflowers began glowing like little stars.
Dr. Rexington arrived, carrying a flask of warm volcano cocoa. He gazed at the half-open meadow with curious eyes.
"Is there a special word that opens the flowers?" he asked.
"It is not only the words," Fern explained thoughtfully.
"Kind words must be meant, and kind actions must be chosen."
"Exactly right," said Dr. Rexington with a proud smile. "Kindness is what we do when someone needs our care."
Tiny Bobo and Professor Pebbles wanted every flower to open. They stood beside the closed buds and shouted cheerful compliments.
"You are a lovely flower,"
Tiny called as loudly as he could. But the moonflowers did not move, even one tiny petal.
"I think we are trying to trick them," Bobo admitted.
Then Fern heard a quiet sob coming from the tall grass. The friends immediately forgot all about making the flowers bloom.
Hidden among the grass was a frightened little hatchling. I cannot find my family, she sniffled softly. Fern sat beside her and promised she was not alone. Tiny wrapped the hatchling in his warm picnic blanket. Bobo carried her carefully, while Pebble searched for tiny footprints. Together they found a worried family beside the meadow gate. Behind them, every moonflower burst into brilliant golden light. The hatchling's family joined the friends for the moonlight picnic. Tiny shared his biggest biscuit without being asked. Bobo saved a soft cushion for Professor Pebbles. Fern poured everyone a cozy cup of volcano cocoa. You made the meadow shine, said Dr. Rexington proudly. Fern smiled and whispered, kindness helped the flowers and us grow. Beneath the glowing blooms, the sleepy explorer snuggled close. Kind words may seem small, but they can brighten an entire meadow.
Sleep well, explorer, tomorrow another adventure awaits.